And now this is a dictation for Marvin, MARVIN, Sherlock, SHERLOCK, September 22nd, 1948. Address as a letter to Rebecca, REBECCA, Sue, SUE, Chamel, SCHAMEL, Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Mrs. Chamel, follow-up for Mr. Sherlock with chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March, comes accompanied to the office with family member Cathy, C-A-T-H-Y, as you recall, he has traumatic fall with intracerebral bleeding, right thalamic, was on rehabilitation, no surgery required, uses a walker, presently appetite is acceptable without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, he has chronic nocturia, incontinence but no infection, cloudiness or blood, stable edema without any ulcerations, no further falls, chronic dyspnea, clear sputum, no purulent material, no oxygen, lower back pain, which is chronic, no smoking, denied chest pain, palpitations, no gross orthopnea, PND. He did have a prior stroke back in 2018, blood pressure at home in the 120s over 80s, is following with neurology in Midland, Dr. Smith, planning to do a new CT scan. In the hospital, no heart attack, no dialysis, no pneumonia sepsis, no blood transfusion or gastrointestinal bleeding. Next paragraph, I review medications. I want to highlight the Norvasc, Coreg, Hydralazine, Nitrates, Lisinopril. He's on cholesterol treatment, diabetes, aspirin, antidepressants. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 106.62 on the right side. No respiratory distress, no gross neck masses or JBD, no local labral wheezes, no arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop, tympanic abdomen but no rebound guarding or tenderness. No gross edema, prior left-sided carotid endarterectomy. He's moving four extremities symmetrically, although he apparently has weakness on the left-sided, more on the arm comparing to the leg. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, April, creatinine, above baseline, which is around 1.6, presently is at 2. For a GFR of 33, stage 3B, high potassium 5.6, metabolic acidosis 19, a low sodium 136, a normal nutrition calcium, elevated phosphorus 4.9, anemia 11.3. We decrease the lisinopril with those results. We'll see what the next chemistry shows. I review the discharge summary from rehabilitation as well as from neurology inpatient in Midland. There is concerns about memory issues. A kidney ultrasound, the nasal obstruction or gross urinary retention. There were problems of hypertension requiring an adjustment of medications. He was as high as 180s, 90s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure. Monitor chemistries. Next number, hyperkalemia, discuss about diet and recent decrease lisinopril. Next number, metabolic acidosis denies diarrhea. Next number, hyponatremia, continue salt fluid restriction. Next number, anemia denies external bleeding. Not symptomatic, no treatment. Next number, right-sided thalamic intracerebral bleeding and stroke. Next number, memory issues. Next paragraph, diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, history of coronary artery disease, presently not active. Next number, recent urinary retention, folic catheter already removed. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient and family member, end of dictation.